Tyler that's going to join us. Let's see. We're going to have our assistant coach come in. It's going to be, looks like Tyler. And I got a fresh headset for you here, coach, as we make a little switch. Little switcheroo right there. And we'll get you a fresh headset.
Can you hear me? We hear you good. Hello,
JoJo there. JoJo, again, I think he was just tired there. That interview got three questions out of him. He's like, I'm spit, man. Hey. Left it all on the floor. Assistant coach Tyler Geving here with us. And I know that was a concern, how much the guys exerted trying to come back one more time at USC before they came up short. JoJo played 36 minutes tonight. Outstanding effort, shorthanded without Hugh, but just the mental toughness these guys showed when San Jose State made their run. It got to 4-5 there with about, I don't know, 6-7 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. They hunkered down, made some plays at the offensive end, cranked up the defense, and it was a comfortable victory at the end.
Yeah, no question. I think more than anything, I think you saw poise when we called timeout. They were making that run, and there wasn't a lot of panic in the huddle. You know, everybody was pretty calm, just got to weather the storm. You know, you're on the road. Teams are going to make a run at you like this. I don't think people realize how hard it is to win on the road, whether it's 1 point or whatever we won by today, 15. It's just winning on the road is very difficult. But I thought our guys showed good poise, good composure, stuck together, stuck with the game plan offensively and defensively, and we executed it extremely well today.
Yeah, the offensive game plan against that zone, I know you didn't have a lot of time, you know, on the court to really go through it, and the guys paid attention in the walkthroughs and the film work. Isaiah White getting him to the free throw line to collapse things down from the middle, did an excellent job of understanding when to take his offense, when to kick it out, 7 assists to go with his 17 points. That poise playing all the collegiate basketball he's played really showed off.
Yeah, and I think, you know, kind of the concept against the zone is let's get the ball in the high post. And when you can get it to a guy like him who can shoot it, drive it, put it on the floor, pass it, I mean, he had 7 assists, and a lot of those came out of the high post where he's effective. So I think that was kind of the game plan. Let's get it to our best perimeter player in the high post and let him go to work.
Chatting here with assistant coach Tyler Geving. The defensive end, still Hugh not ready to come back and get into full contact competition. So Diabate getting into foul trouble. A lot to ask from Jacob Tryon, Malcolm Porter, Isaiah White, Takiula Ferenson. They were all up for the physical challenge. You end up even on the boards, and I think given the size disparity between the two teams and rosters, you guys will take that.
When I put up the scout today, I said, stop transition, rebound, contain the ball, rebound, whatever it was next, rebound, because that was the difference in the game the other night. And for us to come back to give up 7 offensive rebounds, be even on the glass, like you said, when we don't have Hugh in there or Theo, yep. I mean, we're so thin. And, yeah, credit to our guys. I thought they did a great job of just, it doesn't matter the size of you, as long as you're boxing out, you're hitting, and you're aggressive to go get the ball. I think that's what you need to do. And you know what? Props to Jacob Tryon. I mean, he's not
he's
slight. That's a good way of saying it. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but you know what? He had to battle against those two big guys, giving up 50 pounds in there. We're asking a lot out of him to play that 5 position when D comes out of the game. So, you know, I think he gets a lot of credit tonight, especially after his game the other night was a little hard, but he battled back.
And now the guys get a breather. We get to fly straight home. Nice thing about an afternoon game here. They get home. They're in their own beds tonight. Game not until next Saturday against Maine. No real travel. You'll play at Portland State, but that's in the city, so the next 5 are going to be at home.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think just getting this week of hopefully getting Hugh back, clean up some things that maybe we didn't do well on this trip, that, you know, be able to watch some film and kind of get back in the gym, practice a little bit, and let's get a good crowd out there for Saturday night. Come out and support these guys. I think it's a fun team to watch.
Yeah, it is a fun team, certainly quite a different look, but 2-1 to start. When you looked at the schedule, I think, you know, most people knew USC was going to be a challenge, but I think a lot of people pointed at this game to see early on what you guys were really going to have and what you were going to need to work on getting ready for the West Coast Conference. You've got to be pretty pleased at this point.
Yeah, and it's a road win, and I think that breeds confidence as you get into league play or going over to Portland State or going to Seattle U or heading to Hawaii. I think you got to get that mindset that you can go on the road and you've got to grind a win out, and it's not always going to be pretty, but to It was a little pretty. It wasn't too bad. You know,
no, it was efficient. I thought it was. There were a couple stretches there where it got a little loose on the offensive end. But other than that, no, pretty efficient. I thought the guys, based on, you know, what we heard about with film and how to attack the zone, did their best to execute it and get themselves, you know, when you get yourself open shots, more of them are going to go down.
Yeah, play inside out, get it inside, and then a lot of those threes were rhythm threes from an inside touch out. So, yeah, proud of the guys. I thought they executed everything that we asked them to do. And let's go home and get another one.
There you go. We'll let you go get on the bus. I'll see you here in a little bit. Tyler Geving, our assistant coach, stopping by.